That's right, Jamie. Linux is the silent force behind much of the internet and many applications we use daily. It's the backbone of modern server infrastructure, from startups to hyperscale data centers.
I've always heard about Linux running on everything from toasters to supercomputers, but managing a Linux server sounds intense. Where do we even start?
Great question. Let's start at the beginning. Setting up a Linux server involves choosing a distribution like Ubuntu Server, Debian, or CentOS Stream, and then moving on to the initial configuration.
Hold up, distributions? You mean there's more than one type of Linux?
Exactly. Think of them as different flavors of ice cream. Each has its unique taste, but essentially, they're all ice cream.
All right, I'm following. So after picking our flavor, what's next?
Then it's all about securing your server. You want to make sure only the right people have access. This means setting up SSH keys, configuring firewalls, and disabling root login.
SSH keys. Those are like the ultra-secure version of passwords, right?
Spot on. SSH keys are a more secure alternative to passwords, making it harder for unauthorized users to access your server.
Okay, so our server is up and running securely. What comes after?
After that, you dive into the world of performance tuning, security hardening, and automation. It's not just about keeping the server running, but making sure it runs efficiently and securely.
And I assume that's where things like monitoring and backups come into play.
You got it. Monitoring tools like Prometheus or NetData help you keep an eye on your server's health, while backups are your safety net, ensuring that you can recover your data in case of any disaster.
This sounds like a lot. How does one keep up with all these tasks without turning into a coffee-powered robot?
That's where automation comes in. Tools like Ansible or Puppet can automate repetitive tasks, making server management less of a headache.
Speaking of headaches, what are some common pitfalls we should avoid?
The classics include ignoring backups, running everything as root, and forgetting to monitor your server. Oh, and not documenting your setup. Future, you will definitely appreciate having notes when something goes sideways at 2 a.m.
Noted. Avoid turning into a pumpkin at midnight by documenting everything. Got it.
Exactly. And remember, the key to mastering Linux server administration is consistency, security, and scalability. Keep learning, automate as much as you can, and always monitor your systems.
Well, folks, that wraps up today's deep dive into Linux server administration. Alex, thanks for shedding light on this complex topic with your expertise.
It was my pleasure, Jamie, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, the world of technology is vast and full of wonders. Keep exploring and never stop learning.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech insights and discussions. Until next time, keep your servers secure and your code clean.